The ability for the market to rally around news of the U.S. stimulus is more than confounding at this stage, and one can only wonder how much more room there is in the tank to rally on something that has seemingly been priced in ad nauseum. But that's exactly where we're at as the new week gets going, with stocks back towards record highs and the U.S. dollar back under pressure. On the news, the Democrats would use the budget reconciliation procedural tactic to pass major parts of the $1.9 trillion relief package as soon as possible in the event Republicans refuse to move on the measure. Downside risk associated with more lockdown restrictions around the globe and worry about the vaccine rollout have been shrugged off in early Monday trade, and it will be interesting to see if this continues to be the way it goes for the remainder of the day. Key standouts on Monday's calendar include German IFO readings, speeches from ECB's Panetta and Lane, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, Dallas Fed Manufacturing, and a speech from ECB President Lagarde. That's all for now.